morning. We're just down here sharing some truth from the Word of God today. Just preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of this world. He's also our Creator, Designer. The Bible says about Jesus, without Him was not anything made that was made. He is the one that gave us life. He's the one that gave us breath physically. And He's the only one that can give us life spiritually. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by Him. It's a wonderful thing to know for sure when you die that you're going to heaven and that Jesus loves you, that God loves you, that your sin is forgiven. A lot of people seeking satisfaction in things. There's a lot of people seeking satisfaction in sin. But there's only one thing that satisfies, and that is Christ. Oh, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? A lot of people think, you know, God is against me. God is not against us. God is for us. Our sin has separated us from God. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When we violate God's law, that sin separates us from God. Without Jesus, there would be no way to get back to God because there would be no way of forgiveness. Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross so that we could be forgiven of our sins. With this month, we have Valentine's Day. There's no greater love than the love of God. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us with a great love. Scarcely shall a righteous man but one die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I praise God today that God sent His Son, Jesus, not just to die for somebody that we look at and say that's a good person or a religious person, but that Jesus Christ, when He died for all people. It doesn't matter who somebody is today. They could be anybody that's committed a crime against God or a crime against humanity, and yet in the mercy of God, there's love for them. There's forgiveness for them. There's hope for everybody. You know, again, a lot of people are trying to find hope. They're trying to find peace. In this world, it's very difficult to find those things with the economy, and illness, and all the things that are here in this world. But it can be found in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the one that can satisfy. He's the one that can meet your needs. You know, I praise God that there's a loving God in heaven, a God that cares for us. I thank God that even on a cloudy day or a rainy day, or when the economy's tanking or the prices of fuel are going up, that God is still true and God is still loving and God is still gracious and there is still stability and there's still solidity, but it's not in anything other than God. Jesus Christ is a rock for those that want Him. He's a refuge. He's a fortress. He's a strength. He is a shield to those that need Him. And praise God, He's willing to help anybody. There was a man that came to Jesus and asked Him about eternal life. And Jesus said to him, "You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Born again is not physical life. It is spiritual life. It's a point in time where somebody seeks after God and finds Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross for their sin, paid the price when He was lifted up on that cross when He died, and takes Him as their Savior. Without Jesus Christ, nobody can go to heaven. It's only through Christ. It's not through religion. It's not through good works. It's not by being a good person. There's a lot of nice people in this world, but there's no such thing as a good person. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. The best anybody could do is be a cleaned up sinner, and a sinner is going to pay for their sin when they stand before a holy God. The Bible says it's appointed to men once to die, but after that, the judgment. God does not want us to stand at the judgment with our sin. If we stand at the judgment with our sin, we'll be cast into a lake of fire for all eternity. The Bible says that those that are judged, if they're not found written in the book of life, are cast into the lake of fire. God does not want to do that. The Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's greatest desire today would be that somebody would pick up a Bible, look at it, find out what Jesus Christ did for him as God in the flesh when He died on the cross for them, and receive Him as their personal Savior. God would like nothing better than to forgive the indebted that are indebted to Him. Sin is a debt. Sin has to be paid for. We can't sin with impunity. Just like somebody can't commit a crime and get away with it, the justice is them paying for their crime in the same way that person will stand before God as their judge and they're going to give an account for their life. God does not want them to stand there guilty. God wants them to stand before Him forgiven. God's greatest desire is to give mercy, but that does not mean that God justifies their sin. God does not look at man's sin and say, hey, your sin is okay if you feel it's okay. God looks at that sin and say, that's the thing that put Jesus Christ, my Son, upon the cross. That's the thing that separated you from me. That's the thing that is taking you to a devil's hell. God looks at our sin, and God sees that which is hurting His relationship with His creation. But the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Those that desire forgiveness can find forgiveness in Jesus Christ. He shed His blood on that cross for us. Have you ever thought about the cross and what Jesus Christ did as He suffered for us? He didn't have to die. He willingly allowed Himself to be put upon that cross for us. There was nothing that Jesus Christ had done. Jesus Christ was benevolent. Jesus Christ was kind. Jesus Christ was gracious and loving. Jesus Christ taught people to love their enemies. He taught them the mercy of God by healing them and setting them free from physical afflictions. And He showed the incredible goodness of God. And yet they took Him, treated Him as if He was a wicked man, and put Him on the cross. But Jesus Christ had to die. Jesus Christ died for us. If you ever wonder, you know, Ben, does God love me? Yes, look at the cross. Look at what Jesus Christ did when He died on that cross for you. Jesus Christ was willing to be treated as if He was a thief, as if He was a murderer, as if He was a wicked man, and yet He was a righteous man, but He died on that sinner cross for us. There's no religion that can save a person. There's no nothing that somebody could do religiously that would change their life and make them a righteous person. It's only by faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that a man can be saved. You might wonder today, how can I come to faith? The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, we have to take the time to pick up a Bible and to read that Bible and look at who God is and what Jesus Christ did as He died on the cross for us. Friend, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Has there ever been a time where you personally turned from your sin and put your faith in the Son of God? The Bible says the wages of sin is death. It's not just speaking about physical death, but it's speaking about eternity in a lake of fire. Again, God does not want a person to go there. A lot of people laugh about that and just say, hey, hell doesn't scare me. I'm not scared of hell. I'll go to hell with my friends and things like that. But you know, even in this life, we'll have an affliction, and we can't wait to get well if we're sick, or if something's injured. We can't wait for that to heal up, or things like that. We just want to get past that unbearable burden in life. But listen, hell is a fire. Hell is eternal. Hell is never ending. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for us. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. The love of God is so great today, praise God, that He looks down at us in Edinburgh and He sees us, He understands our needs, He knows where we're at, He knows if we believe in Him or not, He knows if we are living a life for Him or not. But you know, I praise God today that the love of God is for everybody that you see out walking here today, that God has compassion for them, that God has a desire for them to get to know Him, that God is reaching out in love, desiring to establish that relationship through His Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for their sin. Again, what a loving God, what a gracious God, that would taste death for us, that would pay our punishment when He died on the cross for our sin. You know, it's amazing that somebody would do that, that they would care that much. And think about today, how many times people blaspheme God and how wicked we are in the sight of God. Just listen to the speeches that you hear coming out of people's mouths as they take the name of Christ as a curse word, as they take that name Jesus and use it as if it's a word to yell in anger, or if you're upset about something, and yet that name is the name above all names. That is the name of the Son of God. It means Savior, the one that would die on the cross for our sins. We praise God again for His love for us. Friend, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Has there ever been a time when you put your faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you? I praise God that as a five-year-old, I put my trust in Christ, that I recognized I was a sinner, that Jesus Christ died for me. And some 42 almost years later, I rejoice that I can say today, I know for sure if I die, I'm going to heaven. And it's not because I'm a good person. It's not because I'm married. It's not because I'm raising kids in the fear of God. It's because I have Jesus Christ as my Savior. Jesus Christ is eternal life. The Bible says again about Jesus, He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. If you ever wonder what life is all about, it's about knowing God. It's about knowing your Creator, your Designer, the one that made you, the one that designed you. Those that are seeking their identity, find your identity in Christ and who He is and why He made you. And look at His Word and understand how to build a good family, how to raise godly kids, how to raise a society or a neighborhood that is in the fear of God and is right towards one another and is right towards God. You look at the problems in this life, and I think you'd agree with me that the problems in this life are sin. It's those things that people do against others that hurt each other and hurts their relationship. It's the things that we do against God that hurt our relationship with God. We're living in a very godless society. Everybody's walking past maybe 90% do not go to church, 90% do not read the Bible, 90% do not care anything about their Creator, do not care anything about the Designer, and yet that loving God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for their sin. And I praise God today for God's love. I thank Him that He cares for us, that He's interested in everybody that we see out here, that He knows your fears, that He knows your worries, that He understands where you're at, and that He offers you hope, that He offers you peace, that He offers you His love. He offers it freely for those that would understand that their sin is the thing that is keeping them from God. Their sin is the thing that is wrecking their life. The Bible says about sin, after it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Sadly, sin destroys marriages. Sin destroys families. Sin destroys lives. You look at people today, they've got gambling addictions. They've got sexuality addictions. They've got lustful other addictions of money, lust, and things that are just destroying their life. They're in debt. They've got broken relationships. They've got broken health. But there's a God in heaven that loves them, that can set them free from the vice that is in their life and can give them victory through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's worth having. That forgiveness from God, that mercy from God, that peace in the heart, that joy that comes from knowing that you are right in your relationship with God. Your friend, is there anything in your life like that? Do you have that stability? Do you have that strength that comes only through Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord that the Son of God, Jesus, died on the cross for our sin. The Bible says, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. If you wonder if He loves you, yes, He does. He died for you. He paid the price for your sin. He made a way for you to be forgiven. He made a way for you to have His gift of everlasting life. It's not through anything that we can do. It's only because of the goodness of God. It's not our baptism. It's not our christening. It's not our religious affiliation. It's only through the Son of God, Jesus. You might wonder who Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ is not just a prophet. Jesus Christ is not just a good man. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. The Bible calls Him Emmanuel, which is God with us. Jesus Christ is the one that can offer us eternal life because He is life itself. That perfect Son of God, Jesus, died on the cross for us. He didn't die for His sin. The wages of sin is death. We all have to die for our sin if we go to hell eternally. But Jesus Christ didn't have to die. And yet He died on that cross for us so that we could be forgiven, so that we could have God's gift of everlasting life. Friend, do you know today that if you die, you go to heaven? You know for sure that you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Has there ever been a time in your life where you bowed in prayer and faith and said to God, God, thank You for sending Your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sin? Has there ever been a time where you bowed your head and said, God, I don't understand why You love me so much that Your Son died for me? Has there ever been a time in your life where you received God's gift of everlasting life that is found in Christ and in Christ alone? It's a wonderful thing to experience salvation. You know, a lot of people say to me, Ben, I can never believe in God, and and this and that, and yet I see in you that you have a strong faith in God. And all I can say about that is, listen, I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. It's like when you eat an apple, somebody could tell you it doesn't exist, they could tell you it tastes bad, but when you're eating it, you know it's good, you know it's meeting your needs. And that's the same with God, and that's the same with Jesus Christ. A lot of people are saying, you don't have an apple, there is no apple, it doesn't taste good. But that's because they're standing in unbelief instead of picking up Jesus Christ for themselves and taking him as their Savior. They're mocking those that have faith in God and rejecting those that believe in God. And yet if they would just take themselves up the precious book, the Bible, and put their faith in Jesus Christ, they would know what it is to have God's gift of everlasting life. You know, somebody could say, well, then I could never believe in God. Well, listen, it doesn't matter who somebody is. By the grace of God, you can come to faith in God. There was a thief on the cross beside the Lord Jesus Christ. That thief put his faith in Jesus. He said, Lord, remember me in paradise. And Jesus looked at him and said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. That thief on the cross didn't get down and do good works. He didn't get down and get christened. He didn't get down and get baptized. That thief on the cross simply put his faith in Jesus Christ, and he received God's gift of everlasting life. Friend, that could be you today at some point in your life, bowing your head before a holy God, saying, God, my sin is wrecking my life, it's destroying my life, but I see that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for me, that he paid the price for my sin, and right now I put my faith in him and his work on the cross for me, believing that he didn't just die, but that he rose from the dead, and God, I received your gift of everlasting life. That is the awesome point where life begins in the life of a person, spiritual life, eternal life, that relationship with God established through his son, Jesus. Anybody can have it. You might again say to me, Ben, I don't know how I can ever believe in God. Well, listen, the word of God is what you need. Just pick up this Bible, begin to read it. Stop listening to those like the BBC that say myths, legends, Chinese whisper stories, and start listening to what God said, that every word in this book is true, that every jot or tittle that is in this book, the diacritical markings in the Hebrew Old Testament, every single one of them will stay. Jesus Christ said that the law will remain, the word of God will remain, the truth of God will remain. This book is true beginning to end, and pick up this book and believe it. But praise God, anybody can read this book. This book has outsold every book every year. It's been translated into more languages than any other book. It's been accepted as the Word of God. The printing press was made to print Bible. Jesus Christ is the most famous person in human history. And all of those things ought to give pause to somebody to stop, look, and listen and say, there's got to be something about God. There's got to be something about Jesus Christ. There's got to be something about that Bible. And praise God, that's true. This book is the book above all books. This book tells us about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It tells us about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Emmanuel. We just came past that Christmas season as we celebrated the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, every year the birthday of Jesus Christ is celebrated. Jesus Christ is the most famous person in human history. When people take God's name in vain, they use the name Jesus and they use the name Christ, because Jesus Christ is God. Even atheists take God's name in vain. That ought to give them pause to stop, look, and listen, because one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for he will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You might wonder why it is an atheist will take God's name in vain, and the truth is, it's because we're sinners, and we sin without conscience, and we sin without thought, but we sin naturally, and so one of those sins is violating God's law and what it says about the names of God, and so even an atheist will take God's name in vain, because an atheist is a sinner just like anybody else is a sinner. And as a sinner, we sin, we're going to break God's law, so we're going to take the names of God and do them. But the Bible does say about that, he shall not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. God is not going to overlook our sin. God is not going to excuse our sin. The Scottish government or the education system or the world in general can hold hands together and say, we reject God. We reject the truth of what God says about sexuality, about gender identity, about life beginning at conception. We can reject these things, and therefore God does not any longer exist. But yet God has not disappeared. You may not believe in God, but God is still there. God, it's just like if you don't believe in King Charles, King Charles is still there. God exists. And because he exists, he's the judge. He's the lawgiver, and he's the judge. He's the one that we're going to stand and give an account before. So listen today, friend, are you ready to meet your God? Are you prepared to enter into eternity and to stand before the holy judge of this earth that is not going to look at a man and listen to a man that says, let me defend my sin before you? God is simply going to call his law, and the law is going to testify about anybody that's not in Christ, not forgiven, that they are guilty, guilty, guilty. And very sadly, God's going to have to say to so many people on that day, depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angel. It's not in the heart of God to do that. It's not the desire of God to do that. He would have all men come to the knowledge of truth, of the truth. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And yet there's so many people today that are hardening their heart against God and rejecting God and hating God and despising God instead of humbling their heart before their Creator and accepting what he says as truth. You know, I encourage you today to learn some simple words to say to God, and that is, God, you are right. I am wrong. Please forgive me. So many people think that they are God, that they're going to stand up and say to God, God, this is what's right. This is what's true. I make the rules. And yet God is God. He is the designer. He is the creator. He is the lawgiver. He is the judge. He is the one that will stand before someday and give an account. And he does not want us to do it with sorrow in our heart because our sins remain unforgiven. He wants us to have the blood of Jesus Christ in our heart, changing our life, making us pure through his shed blood. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. It was necessary for Jesus Christ to have his blood flow freely at Calvary. We wouldn't want to see what took place to Jesus Christ as he was crucified. We would not want to see the crown of thorns that was put upon his head, his beard that was plucked out, his face that was bludgeoned. We would not want to see his lacerated back that was whipped and bloodied for us. We would not want to see that Son of God nailed to a cruel cross of shame for our sin. We would not want to see what Jesus Christ did, and yet Jesus Christ did that for us. If you saw Jesus here today, as he looked on that day at Calvary, you see a mutilated man that was mutilated because of our sin. We would not want to see a dog or an animal treated as Jesus Christ was treated as he was crucified for us. And yet Jesus Christ lovingly endured that, not just the physical suffering of the cross, but God turning the back on God, his Son, as the Son of God cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus Christ did that for us. He was God forsaken. He was crucified for our sin. Listen, that sin that you laugh about, that sin that you mock and curse about, that sin that's in your life, Jesus Christ died for that sin. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Everything that he suffered was because of us. You know, sadly today, though people can be nice and can be kind, yet we're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. The wages of sin is death. Every single one of us is going to give an account to a holy God, and as we do that, we will have nothing to say if we do not have Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have everlasting life. God desires you to have that. You know, may God in his grace just begin to work in the hearts of men, begin to make them think about him and his truth and their need for Jesus as their Savior. It's a wonderful thing to know today that God has the power to do that. You know, as I look at Edinburgh, I don't look at Edinburgh with discouragement in my heart, thinking there's no way for the masses of people that are down here to get saved. I look with hope, believing that a God that is eternal, a God that is all-powerful, a God that is merciful, a God that gave us an abundance of truth, a God that sent his Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sin. I believe this, that God has the power to work in the heart of anybody walking by here, even if they think there's no way I'll ever begin to think about God. God has that power. God's able to knock on our heart's door. The Bible says about Jesus, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear me, I will open the door and will come into him and will sup with him and be with me. God wants to sit down with us. God desires to communicate with us. God desires us to know Him in a personal way. And listen, when you know God, it doesn't get worse, it gets better. It's not worse for a marriage to know God, it's better. It's not worse for a family to know God, it's better. It's not worse for an individual to know God, it's better. There are vices in this world that are destroying life, or sexual impurity that's destroying marriages. There is gambling addictions that are destroying people's finances. There are alcohol and cigarette and drug addictions that are destroying lives, destroying families. But there's a God in heaven that loves us. There's a God that has the power to forgive us, to give us His mercy through His Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sin. There is hope in this world that we look around at and think about Russia. We think about the earthquake that just happened. We think about the illness that could happen in life and cancer, things like that. And sometimes we get to thinking there is no hope, but there is hope in Christ. There is peace in God. There is satisfaction to be found in Jesus Christ. The Bible says about Jesus that He is the one that is the water of life. He is the one that you take of Christ, and He's satisfied. Listen, there are people at the pub, they're thirsty, but they don't get satisfied. There are people that are getting their drugs, and they're thirsty, but they don't get satisfied. There are people seeking after pornography, and they're thirsty, but it doesn't satisfy. It's empty, but there is satisfaction that is found in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ as He died on the cross for our sin. Life is empty without God. There is no hope without God. If there is no God, then when life ends, it's as if we never existed. But I praise God today, that's not it at all, that there is eternal life, but very sadly, there is also eternal death. God does not want somebody to go to hell. God wants them to go to heaven, that go through to heaven through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Friend, has there ever been a time in your life where you picked up a Bible, began to read it, began to seek after God? The Word of God says, if you seek Me, you shall find Me, if you search with all your heart. Anybody today could begin that journey of faith and picking up a Bible and beginning to read it and beginning to understand what Jesus Christ said. I encourage you to read the book of John. In the Bible, it says, these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. The Christ is the one that God sent to pay for our sin. The Christ is the one that died on the cross for our sin. The Christ is the one who did not stay in the grave, but rose from the dead. He has the power of everlasting life, and He has the power to forgive us through His death on the cross for us. You know, it doesn't matter who somebody is today. They could be rich, they could be poor, they could be any nationality, they could be any intelligence. It doesn't matter where somebody's at in life. We're all different, but I can say this today. The answer to our need is the same. The answer is Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God, praise God that verse says whosoever. It doesn't matter who somebody is. It doesn't matter their lifestyle against God. If they'll repent of that lifestyle, if they'll repent of that sin and put their faith in Jesus Christ, they could be forgiven. The Bible lists a bunch of lifestyle sins, including sexual sins and addiction sins. And it says this, and such were some of you, but you're washed, but you're cleansed, but you're justified by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, purified the hearts of those people by His grace. There have been plenty of people that could testify of the grace of God at work in their life. They were against God. They were living a life that was wicked and vile in the sight of God. But through the mercy of God, they found their Savior, Jesus Christ. Friend, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Has there ever been a time where you repented of your sin, put your faith in the Son of God? Have you let Him change your life from the inside out, not from the outside in? A lot of people want to reform their life. They want to make it better. They want to work hard on the outside. They do their best, but they can't change the inside, because only God can change the inside. Only God can work from the inside out, and it's through His shed blood, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through what He did on Calvary. Calvary is where Christ demonstrated His love for us. Calvary is where He paid the price for our sin. He died for us so that we could be forgiven, so that we could have God's gift of everlasting life. our friend. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have what is of most value. Somebody could be very wealthy today, like Donald Trump or other men like that, that just have incredible assets and resources, and yet having all those things and not having Jesus Christ is emptiness. You can't buy your soul. Nobody can stand before a holy God and say, God, I'll just give you my finances, and my finances are going to purchase my soul out of eternity. The Word of God says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? There's only one thing that can buy us back from where we're going if we die without Christ, and that is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. There's no other name given amongst men whereby he must be saved. The only way for somebody to get saved is through Jesus. It's not a religion. It's not being a Baptist, being Mormon, being Jehovah's Witness, being Muslim or anything like that. It's about having Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's about accepting what the Son of God did when he paid the price for our sin as he died at Calvary. It's not anything that we can earn. It's not anything that we can atone with God for our own sin. The atonement in the blood covering is found only in Jesus Christ. The Bible says it pleased God to bruise his Son for us. He was wounded for our transgression. I don't know about today how you feel about this. If somebody was being beaten down here and being abused down here, I think you'd want to step in. I think you'd want to say, stop that and don't do that. But listen, that was Christ on the cross for us. Nobody was there pleading his case, and he was doing it for us. He was taking our beating, taking our punishment, taking our hell upon him at Calvary. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Don't think today, well, I'm not a good person, God doesn't care about me. You might recognize that your life is totally against God, but understand this, God loves you, God cares for you, God wants to intervene, he wants to give you hope, he wants to give you peace, he wants to give you joy, but it's found in repenting of our sin and accepting Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as our Savior. There has to be a time where we personally put our faith in Christ. All of us that desire to go to heaven, there has to be a time where we looked at the cross, understood that on that cross, Jesus Christ paid the price for our sin, and that we personally put our faith in him and him alone. Friend, if I ask you today, are you 100% sure that you go to heaven? You know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you die, you'll enter into God's presence in glory. God desires you to know that. And it is something that we can know. I talk to a lot of religious people, and they kind of say, well, I hope to go to heaven when I die, or something like that. But listen, God wants us to know that when we die, we'll go to heaven. The way to heaven is by faith in Jesus. Remember that man that cried out to Paul in prison? He cried out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God desires to give you a gift. It's not something you can earn. It's not something you can say to God, God, I'll reform my life to get that. I'll do some good things to get that. Or I'll be religious to get that. All we got to do is repent of our sin, stop holding on to our sin that's taking us to hell, and reach out by faith and grab a hold of the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior that died on the cross for our sin. He paid the complete price. Again, scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but God commended, God showed his love toward us, in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God desires you to have that. God desires you to know that you possess life, that you possess Christ, that eternity is yours as a gift from him, that he's gone to heaven to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there he may be also. God desires you to be a part of that group that hold to that promise because you have personally received Jesus Christ as your Savior. But Father, all of us have to humble our hearts before God the Father. All of us have to recognize that we need him as our Savior. Oh, friend, have you done that? Has there ever been a time when you personally put your faith in Christ? Father, I pray by the grace of God that the Holy Spirit would work in hearts today. And Father, that some that would never think they would ever think about God would find themselves thinking about God, thinking about Jesus, thinking about eternity because of the Word of God. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.